Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined by two of the most wonderful beatniks. Say hello.
Kia ora, Jono. That was a very fitting little sound check as we rushed on in here. putting the mic, for a buzzer beater and putting the mics in place. Yes, how are you, Jono?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, not too bad. Well, yeah, I've got Logan and Kendall here. And I did just have to rush them in. I was like, oi, quit eating ice cream, quit floundering about. This is serious business. We've got some EPs to promote.
We absolutely do. Yeah, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to know?
Well, I would first like just to say the Beatniks are back.
The Beatniks are back.
Yeah. How does it feel? Like, have you been gone or have you just been like kind of sitting around? Or,
we've just been bumming around. No, it's been a funny old time. Obviously released that debut album Archetype in 2023. And I guess the lack of haste became quite evident.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, this EP's been in the works for a long time now.
Yeah, we had a rough mix, you know, demo of all six tracks. Well over almost a year and a half ago, we had this EP just sitting there, but we hadn't got it.
We could
have
had two babies by now.
We could, but we had it sitting there for a while, obviously just rough demos, and we didn't really know what to do with it. And then we came across Tom Bell at Port Chalmers music studio, and we decided to do it all there with him. And yeah, and it was a bit of a grind, a bit of a challenge for us. New setting, new environment, but we're really happy with how it came out. And obviously it was kind of a whole year of no releases, which was hard for us. You know, it was hard to go a whole year.
Yeah, but even the whole we weren't playing live as often and all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, you miss that dearly. You know, so it's kind of good to be back, if that's what we want to call it.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess it's also a bit hard when playing live because you're playing the old songs, but you know you're cooking on some hot shit.
Well, we actually played Torn. We played that on our 2023 Archetype tour.
Oh, really?
It was called Intro Song. For the longest time. We also, Beatniks are infamously terrible at naming our songs. But it was called Intro Song for, 2 years now.
Yeah.
Over 2 years. It's been called Intro Song, and it was just a silly song that we had to kind of ramp up the crowd at the start. So that's why maybe it's been a funny release because it feels like very old news. I don't know about, you, Kendall, but it feels very like, oh, you're hearing that for the first time.
We're probably the people that hate it the most because we've just been so, you know, it's, I don't know, we've been flatmates with this EP for, like we said, like 2 years for some of those songs.
Because obviously Sam Charlesworth, lead singer, multi. Anyway, I won't.
That guy.
He gets enough blazes.
He runs his own studio in his flat. Did you use that for this, or was it mainly the Port Chalmers?
No, it was all Port Chalmers. So it was a bit different for us. So Archetype was all in his bedroom. He's been doing some awesome stuff with lots of local acts, and he's like, he's just getting better every day. We all kind of cringe at Archetype a little bit. But he's doing some amazing stuff. But we decided to go with trying with a kind of producer to overlook that. And Sam was amazing at collaborating with a producer. I feel like there's lots of kind of bedroom producers that would clash with another producer, but they worked really well together. We were able to get some awesome sounds. It was really fun being in an environment with such high quality music gear and just having an absolute ball and obsessing with sounds, for better or for worse.
Such a new experience for at least me, who'd never been in a studio before.
Just the bedroom.
Having just had Archetype as my experience, and just like that, we're into it.
And the music video for the first single to come out, Another Day, that was like, it's quite like every time I like watch it with someone, they're like, where is this? Is it like some alleyway? Where are you for that?
We're in No Name Lane.
I think it's got a slightly different
title now
that's not quite as easy on the ears. It's No Name Lane. God, where is No Name Lane?
If you have to ask, you don't know where it is. it's a mix of different places. it's a definitely in Dunedin.
I mean, obviously there was crannies of Dunedin. There was the, Dunedin brick walls. we happened across, you know.
Yeah, but we ended, and we were able to rope in a bunch of awesome volunteers to film the party scene. In fact, it was above a flat, and there was some drumming, and there was some complaints.
Just getting a was it some old lady hanging out her window going, quiet. But it was so much fun having filming a music video, but having heaps of friends there, and it was just a fun night where a music video just happened to be made as well. You know, that's what it almost felt like.
Yeah, I recognise a few familiar faces. You've got Mario from Caribou and Dibs.
Yes.
clearly that old lady yelling. She was a Hot Sauce Club fan. She can't get amongst the beatniks.
Oh, clearly.
But yeah, and so did Lily produce that?
Lily did some amazing editing on that one. Yeah. Filmed and also helped film as well. We filmed with Derek
Morrison.
Derek Morrison, who was awesome and had some awesome, expertise and awesome equipment as well. So it was really, really great for us and for Lily as well. And yeah, it was also a really easy collaboration. And Lily was able to do some wizardry on the editing.
Yeah, and with this new album, it's kind of taken a step back from that. It's gone more grunge to alt, less surf rocky. Did you ever see yourself as a surf rock band in your around 2023 time?
Do you want to take this one again?
I mean, for me, the short answer is no. I guess. I mean, you can't really help but be influenced. When you're in a, when you're amongst the times and the scene or whatever, but I just think, I mean, to be fair, a lot of those early songs were Sam Charlesworth
at
age 15 in his bedroom,
a lot of them were adapted from Sam.
I don't know really.
We never really, I mean, honestly, I know a lot of artists, but we never really tried to do anything, go for a certain sound. I mean, really, and Beatniks always has been this, which is why I personally love it so much, is that we're just four dudes tracking what we wanted to on the time. So we had these songs that sound, which are very surf rock, surf grunge in their core with just guitar lines and stuff. But we all just played what we wanted to play on it. And really, that's blended into the new EP as well. We just played what we wanted to play. We just made ideas we wanted to make. We never really set out and went, we want to go with this sound, and we want to go in this direction. It was just making songs, and
that's what worked.
And yeah, obviously, it doesn't sound like Archetype because it's not kind of 50% Sam. It's more evenly balanced.
I think there's a cool kind of clash within the band of you take Sam, who's just he's just kind of magic, and then there's Logan, who's very prolific. Got him on it with the adjectives. and then there was, there was Ollie Charlesworth and me, who just didn't really know how to play instruments very well.
He's being modest.
So there was that fun kind of clash, and maybe that did kind of lean into that kind of,
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, but I think you can see that change now with this new EP is maybe, but I mean, hopefully a little bit more growth. And but I mean, at the end of the day, the songs kind of just popped out. That's kind of just how it happened,
I think you could speak to the whole differences, at least musically, with the fact that we're kind of squabbling over which songs we like. For example, I'm not going to hate on our own song, but I like some songs more than others, and then Kendall likes other songs more, which is great. I think that's awesome in a dynamic, which really shows that that's flexing Kendall's kind of 90s grunge thing, everyone has their own taste that have bled into the EP.
Definitely. And a good way, I find, to tell the difference between your own, if you listen to Sam Charlesworth's version of October 28th on Spotify and then listen to the Beatniks version, it's the same song, but there's you can see where the Beatniks charms come in and where Logan's trying to go.
You know,
trying to show off.
I've always told people this. It was going to be Sam Charles with M the Beatniks. And I was so keen for that, because then it was a separate personality. It would be like, because we already love Sam and he already is, you know, so much of the core. And you see Sam up there, and then it's the Beatniks. You know, it's like Sam and Bob Marley and the Wailers. And, you know, it's just that kind of we go and we wreck all the songs, or a little bit of all the songs. I don't know.
No, definitely. I can kind of tell with this album, you've almost embraced like the subtleties a little bit. Like there's moments in a lot of the songs, especially Another Day, where you just let it kind of sit. Like you're just kind of like, yeah, you're gonna wait and it's gonna be good. Just hold on, we'll get you there. Has that been an effort, or is that just how it's turned out?
I think that's a really interesting point. Yeah, I think at the start, I think there's definitely that kind of, I mean, God, we were like 18 and
just go
in a rock band, and it's
and you're
like,
playing gigs and you want to make people dance. And yeah, we always, I mean, that's still that. The goal, but
not saying that's never not the goal, but there's maybe a little bit more confidence and just letting a song breathe, if that makes sense. Not having to, you know, fill 2 or 3 minutes with as much noise and with as much just like, you know, thumping music as possible. Yeah. There are other ways to go about it as well, you know, so yeah, explored that a little bit.
Yeah, exploring space, exploring kind of, yeah, just flexing different muscles. But it's funny now that we're building kind of sets for this, for upcoming shows, like it's so hard to, where do we put these kind of non-dancing quiet ones? It's like, oh man, not even worth playing. Like, we're so used to just like all these go songs.
Yeah,
it's quite funny having to kind of sit with these songs, and, you know, just so used to jumping around, and that's the goal.
No, 100%. And have you kind of like seen any changes in like Dunedin's overall, like especially the student half of the music scene? Like, where do you kind of see it now as opposed to when you first entered it?
Well, I mean, for me at least, I feel like I had a conversation about this not too long ago. When we arrived to Dunedin in 2021, for me at least, there was Hot Sauce Club, Black Sail House.
Man Ray,
of course. How could I forget? There was, I mean, and they are amazing, but there was a lack of live music, you know, kind of. That's what it seemed like as a student at the time. And I think, I mean, for me, the difference is there's a lot more bands. That's what it feels like, and that's always a good thing, you know? That's my biggest takeaway, and that's kind of all you want is at least the opportunity is just a, you know, it's just a person as a student is to go and see whatever.
Yeah.
I think I second that. I think my only comment is I think it's funny when when we kind of got there, it was Hot Sauce and Beatniks were somewhat different because we weren't doing the Mako Road, Sticky Fingers, Blue Eyed Reggae. That, you know, we weren't doing that sound, which was, you know, which is really ironic because you could even look at Archetype and you can pull strings and kind of put ties there. But that was our separation factor. And actually, what I love about the scene now is it's just way more cooler. Especially these upcoming, like, high school bands. There's just so much. It's definitely heavier. That's the easiest thing you can kind of acknowledge. Yeah. It's definitely a heavier sound. I think that's just kind of cool. Yeah. I think I like where it's going.
There's some, like, high school bands that are just, like, so unbelievably cool. Like, I had a band called Talking Furniture on the show. I was just like, how are they, like,
I know.
17 and 18?
I was picking my nose and playing Star Wars. Like, how can they be doing that?
Like, they were wearing, like Logan Edwards-esque fits. I was like, Logan would strive. Like, if you wore that, the fits these, like, 17-year-olds were wearing.
Are you telling me I need to act my hand?
Yeah, it's an intervention. It's time to slow down. But no, there's a lot of creatives coming out of Dunedin, and even coming into it as well, flying from wherever they.
It's that beautiful mix of like, I don't know, something's in the water in Dunners, where you get all these beautiful high school bands, and as well as all the students coming in, and it's just there's so much and a lot of diversity in the music, and all for it.
Definitely. And you two, you alongside the rest of the band, are going on tour throughout October, and that's alongside the wonderful Ivy, which also did start out as a high school band.
Yeah, way cooler than us. They were also, we remember, I always tell the story, but we were playing a Crown show, and then there wasn't very much people in the crowd, but then these four goofy looking boys rock up from the front, and they were big fans, and then we talked to them, and then they ended up being Ivy, and it's been a beautiful story ever since. We have so much mutual respect for each other, and we love those boys, so it's been a long time coming and a dream. We've always talked about going to the North Island, and it's kind of a privilege for us because they haven't played in Wellington, for example. Like, they're obviously doing so amazing at the moment, and we're just excited to be there with them. And just kind of, in part our 2 year older, 1 year older unk status, and be them in part wisdom where we can, but really they're just way cooler than us.
Yeah. And because you two are both, I feel like you two are both like quite equally like name, size, largeness, anyway, I don't know.
What, me and Ken, or?
No.
Same size.
As when you're doing a tour partnership together, how do you pick who goes first and who opens for one another?
I am really looking forward to those conversations.
I did worry about it beforehand. It's a tricky one, but honestly, we're so lucky that the sound of Ivy and the sound of Beatniks are different enough where there is no worse off. Unless you're worried about being tired. The plan is we're just going to alternate as much as we can. But really, like, we've already played a couple of shows where it's one before the other, and there's no difference. Either we're acting as kind of the catalyst and getting the crowd fire up for an awesome Ivy set where they're going to have their mind blown, or Ivy blows their mind and we just go, well, at least we can jump around.
it feels like a win-win no matter what. Off the back of what Logan said, we both have, our own kind of, we make our own separate noises, respectively. And I mean, we're co-headlining and I don't think it really matters. And that's definitely a privilege in itself. And I mean, God, whenever we're playing from, say, a gig, like one of us is on at 9 and one of us is on at 10 or 10 and 11, whatever it is, we're both on it like prime time, it's just going to be fun.
It really is. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Don't really mind.
Where's the farthest that the Beatniks has kind of made it out of Dunedin, like for a tour type?
The Beatniks?
Yeah.
We've been to Auckland and Hamilton.
Hamilton.
That's the northest we've been.
Northernmost.
And we'll be heading back there.
Yeah,
on the 11th of October, back to a whammy. This time, double the fun, double whammy. Yeah,
double whammy on the hay row.
But yeah, I was talking to Jesse from Ivy about this, and he said, like, whenever he does any show out of Dunedin, it just feels like that one scene in Cars where Lightning McQueen travels to California and then Life is a Highway plays, and it's just like, we got the band and we like, is that accurate? Or
Jesse's nailed it. It's
the scene. Is this in the first Cars?
With
Mac the truck.
Are they going to California? I just don't know the details.
I had to rewatch the scene after it and found out they were going to California. But either way, they go on a road trip.
I watched Cars last and road trip soundtrack.
It's nice. He sums it up. There's like that you get giddy, and it's like the novelty of like, how are we doing this? Like, hitting the road. And
I think my favorite part about touring is just it's like any road trip with mates. It's no different from that. But just how, when you're tired, because it's all fun. It's absolutely, we're so grateful. But, you get tired, lots of shows, and then it's the kind of the very strangeness that happens in the car ride, or just the
delirium.
The
subway reviews.
I really want to do a draft between cars. We've got two cars going at some point. I really want to do a draft between bands. We could go to the pub and do like some way draft the seatings for the car ride, for like mixing bands.
I like it.
I really like that.
We could race. No, just kidding. End up in Radiator Springs.
Yeah, of course. I will wrap it up, but thank you so much for coming on to finish off. We'll be listening to... So this is your favourite song, Leave Me Tomorrow.
Leave Me To Tomorrow.
Leave Me To Tomorrow.
Leave Me Brackets To Tomorrow. You have to get that in there, otherwise the pretentious angels will die.
People can call it what they want.
Oh, yeah. Is that your favourite song, Logan?
That's my favourite song, at least at the moment. Subject to change.
Yeah, I'd say it's my favourite song as well.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's random, it's weird, but I like it.
Yeah. And it's a good way to leave him and end the album and end this interview too.
Dude. Cherry on top, man. Sign that off.
Take a listen to Today, Tomorrow from the Beatniks, and as well check out their Pearl Diver gigs on the... Is it the 3rd of October?
The 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yeah, because you had to add an extra show for that, right?
Potentially. Undisclosed, unclassified. But yes.
Very yes, much
I think,
so, yeah.
I think there is an...
Hush. And yes. You haven't done anything
wrong.
You can
buy tickets for that.
You can buy tickets for that.
Please buy tickets for
that. What secret show is this that you were trying to ask?
We're hiding it very poorly.
Hiding it on our Instagram account. Please turn up.
Amazing.
Okay, well, awesome. If you want to be in one of the know, one of the...
Yeah, if you want to be in the know, you know where to go. Thank you, Jono.
Okay, amazing. This has been The Beatniks. Thanks, Logan. It's Kendall.
Cheers, Jono.
To recognize yourself, it'll be just fine. No need to compromise your world.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.